Proclamation number 6700 dated the November 28, 1956. Attaining freedom by the time of the end. Jesus Christ. The shackles of captivity can still constrain you for an eternity, but you can also discard them very quickly. For you truly have all means at your disposal through the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross. Consider that you will still have to languish for an infinitely long time if you don't make use of the blessings of His act of salvation, if you don't take refuge in Him who alone can remove your shackles. And consider that you are being informed in earthly life of which path you need to follow in order to attain your complete freedom. As long as you live without the knowledge of Jesus Christ and His act of salvation, you cannot call upon Him for help. But this knowledge will be conveyed to all people, although in different ways, and the few who do not receive it, because their soul's maturity has not yet reached the degree which can lead to perfection on earth, will still attain the knowledge of Him in the kingdom of the beyond and can also be released from their shackles if they are of good will. However, the knowledge of Jesus Christ will not remain hidden from people on earth, and where it cannot be given to them from the outside, it will be conveyed to them through My Spirit, which guides people into truth as I have promised. In order to become aware of the great significance of your transformation on this earth, you must know that there is a way in order to completely liberate yourselves and to be able to enter the kingdom of light as a blissful being, that you are all informed of this path, but that you must also take it. You must all take the path to the cross. You must all hand yourselves over to Jesus Christ in order to be able to enter through the gates into beatitude. But no one will be able to attain bliss without Jesus Christ. Instead, he will have to remain shackled until he decides to take this path to Him, the path to the cross. However, you humans don't have much time left. Consider that you will still be able to attain freedom in this short time until the end, but that you will also forfeit it again for an infinitely long time if you exclude Jesus Christ. If you, although you are informed of Him and know about His act of salvation, you reject Him or remain indifferent towards Him and don't turn to Him for help on the path towards perfection, you don't realize what gift of grace is available to you, through which you can find deliverance from an eternally lasting confinement. But time and again you are informed of it without meeting your credence. Only through Jesus Christ can you be redeemed from your guilt of sin, from my adversary's control. You don't have to stay under his rule for long anymore. You can release yourselves from him and discard all shackles, for there is one who will help you if only you turn to him and appeal for his help. And for this you only have a short time at your disposal. If you neglect doing so, you will remain in his control for an infinitely long time to come before you are offered the opportunity again to call upon him for mercy. Don't extend your time in captivity yourselves. Gladly accept the good news of your salvation through Jesus Christ and appeal to him so that he might help you achieve deliverance too, so that he might have shed his blood for you as well. Do not bypass him, you who know him. Believe that only he can save you from sin and death and take the last steps of your process of development on this earth by taking the path to the cross of Golgotha. And in blissful freedom you will be able to lift yourselves into the kingdom of light, where no night will ever exist. Amen.